Let's do this.
Where are they?
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
This time around, let's catch up with someone who's been on multiple reality shows, Australian Idol, The X Factor, The Voice. The X Factor, probably the most memorable when he joined a boy band. And he joins us right now, Queenslander Trent Bell. How are you?
Really well. I'm talking to you two, aren't I?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good on you. Flattery will get you everywhere, Trent. I want to play you something that you probably haven't heard for a long time, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this. You got the right stuff. And that's you there, your boy band heartthrob. That was one of the big live performance that the boy band that was put together on The X Factor, The Collective, did. Go back for us. Tell us your memories about your time on X Factor, starting with how long ago it was.
Wow, X Factor was 2012 for the boy band when they put us together.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, yeah, 2012, it's 2022.
Wow. Was it very like One Direction where you all auditioned individually and they kind of went, nah, we're going to put you together as a boy band?
100%. So I thought I was out. Us five fellas, we thought we got kicked out of the show. And then they brought us back on the stage and said, boys, you're going to be working together. We're going to put you in a band. So I was like, this is going to be rad. Okay. It was some of the best moments in my entire life.
Wow. Because, of course, I mean, before you guys and The Collective, there was a little band that was put together on The X Factor in the UK called One Direction. Mm. So we know how that went on to be. So tell us about the experience of actually just being on that weekly TV show and you know, working with those guys. And how was it the best time of your life?
Oh, it just had to be the best time of my life. I was just working with four guys I literally just met. We turned into best mates over the next 2 years. The experience was incredible because Ronan Keating, he actually mentored us. He sat us down each week. He saw us for coffee, met us up at our apartment. You think it's all just about producers saying, you're going to sing this, learn this, boys, for next week. But Ronan Keating was actually one hell of a guy and actually put the time and effort into us. He gave us a call after the show as well every few months. These days, I could probably say he doesn't give me a call, but it's all good.
Yeah, well, the winds have changed, the winds of time. Actually, I'm just going to play this, John. I got a little bit of him mentoring you. Here we go.
The response for The Collective has been unbelievable, and they haven't let it go to their heads. They kept their heads down. They gave it everything they've got. Yeah! The Collective are pumped and ready to rock.
So this is all about Where Are You Now, and you're not performing with The Collective anymore, Trent. So what happened there? Why did you guys decide to disband and do your solo stuff?
Oh, look, it was a goal and a dream to be signed to a label, and that's where we got to. One of the boys really wanted to be solo. I won't mention names. He wanted to leave.
He was the Justin Timberlake.
Definitely, definitely. He wanted to leave, and then the younger fellas then thought themselves, yeah, like, if you're going to leave, you know, let's just all go our own separate ways. And I did fight for it for a bit because we did have an EP coming out. We did have an Australian tour coming out. But it was just it was crap time, and you can tell I hated the breakup. I just wanted another year from them. But yeah, that's the honesty there. But then, look, oh, I'm getting the best gigs I've ever gotten being solo now. I'm playing the shows I love. I get to make money doing the thing I love still. And there's still lots of dreams and goals to come, and I just think I'm going to really smash it out still.
So. I think that is such a good attitude, Trent, and I follow you on social media, and, you know, it's a little weird us still, Where Are They Now, because I know where you are now.
Like, yeah, we follow
you quite closely. No one gigs harder than you, man, and you just work. You just do those gigs, and it's obvious in watching, you know, you do what you do that you just bloody love it.
Yeah, look, that's the goal, and the originals will come. Like, I've got originals out on Spotify and Apple Music, you know, on the streaming platforms. But, you know, if one takes off, that's just a bonus. But, look, I'm making a living. I'm singing, baby.
And you said you're doing all the gigs that you love and you've aspired to do. And I know you're talking about My Wedding, which you're performing.
How did I know you were going to drop that? How did I know?
It's obviously what he's been working towards.
To drop that.
I saw it coming. I saw it coming.
God, that's got to be a low point of the career. From the collective to Gabby's wedding. Hey, you were such a huge part of, I think, the success of The X Factor and the collective. I think we'll all sort of remember that if you're watching that show at the time. Oh, it was just so huge. Trent Bell, who has gone on to just pave his own path. Thank you so much for your time, man.
No, thanks for having me.